Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. Leave. The leave of Masechta's Nida is today. We're not there. Up to Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. We're up to Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis by the Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to discuss, and the next Mishnah, the whole parak is going to discuss, Takanos and Gzeros that were made to Goyim. Goyim don't have Hilchas Nida. Goyim don't have Hilchas Tuma. But the rule of Minat Torah, they don't. But Midrabanan, they're even worse than we treat them worse than we treat our own people. Here we go. There's reasons for it. Benos Kusim. Perfect timing. Benos Kusim. The girls of Kusim. Who are Kusim? Kusim are people that were brought from the land of Kuta by Melech Ashur. They were settled in the northern part of Israel. And at some point they became... At some point, everybody agrees, they became no longer Jews. They converted. The conversion was very suspect. They convert because there was an outbreak of lions. That itself is unusual. And we're not sure what they are. We're not sure if they're... So they're always in this quasi-category. Are they Jews? Are they not? We're not really sure. Right? At some point in history, they definitely were no good. At some point, they definitely were good. In the middle, there's like this quasi... We don't know what to do with them. So there's a rule like this. Benos Kusim, the daughters of Kusim, Nidos Me'arisasan. They're treated as a Nida when they're in the crib. Even when they're in the crib... They're treated as a nida, the girls. Not like a standard goy. We're gonna see. Vahakusim, maybe it's like a standard goy. Maybe. Vahakusim, and any kusi, mitameim, mitamim, mishkav, tachton, keelyon. They make tuma. They make the lower tuma. Like the upper tuma. What does that mean? You have to stay tuned tomorrow. Mipnei shehein boel anidos, because a regular kusi is boel anida. Why? Because all the females are anidas. Right? That's so true what I just said, but that's why. Since every man has relations with a woman, and all the women are anidas, the man becomes a boel anida. That halacha is the same by Jews. If a husband, right? The hein yosheves al kol dam v'dam. They count shivin nikiyim on every dam. Now, what does that mean? We know the halach is like this. Hilchas nida, not hilchas zava. A woman has a re'iya, she's tamei for 7 days. What happens if she has more re'iyas during those 7 days? The answer is, it's irrelevant. At the end of the 7 days, she has to do a hefsek tahara. If she's clean, she's tahara. She doesn't need Shivan Akiyam to be for Anida. For Zava, she does. Not for Anida. Midaraisa, obviously, right. So, let's look at the Rashi. Hey, Yosheves, I'll call Dab Vadam. Ready? Klomar. L'hachi havi bol Anidos. This is why they're bol Anidos. Why? Mishum de kol Dam Shiroos. Now, see, by the way, they're a little bit Jewish over here. Every Dam that they see. Bein Adam, whether it's red, Bein Yarok, whether it's green. Yosheves love you may need those. They're holding something. The problem is that they're wrong. So if they see a green Re'iya, they're going to hold Shivin Akiyam. So what if on day one they see a green Re'iya, and then on day five they see a red Re'iya? They're not going to start the count then. They've already been counting for 5 days. What's going to happen? They're going to go to the mikvah by day seven. They went to the mikvah at the wrong time. In their world, they've been holding nidas for 5 days for no reason. You hear what's going on? You don't understand.
They don't distinguish between green and red.
They don't distinguish between green and red. So on Sunday morning, she sees green. Oi, look at this. I know. I'm a Jew. I'm a Kuzi / Jew. I know the halacha. The halacha is I can't be with my husband. I have to count 7 days. So she starts counting 7 days. In the middle of the week, she sees a real Re'iya. Her count should really begin then. But it doesn't. Then at the end of Matzah Shabbos, she does a hefsek, and she's clean. She goes to the mikvah. She goes to the mikvah 5 days early. What is she? She's a nida. Right? That's why the husbands are always bol nidos.
Why she nida?
What do you mean, why she nida?
She
had a riyah of red.
I see that, but if she was paskin, the paskin for her, green is red.
Who paskin? She paskin herself. No, she made shizah of the halacha. She's completely, she's an Amaret. She doesn't know the halacha. When she thinks, She thinks that. It's not true. So, like I said, the quasi-Jewish, in a way, it's very commendable. It's too machmir. Right? Go learn the halachas.
So they have no kusi yuetz and halacha?
Huh?
They have no kusi yuetz and halacha?
Right. V'zu takala hilahem, says Rashi. It's a big takala. She'im ro adam yoro kayom. If she sees green today, mashchelas limnos shisha v'hu. She has to count 6 more days. V'im tira ba'osam yimei nidos. And if during that week she sees dam adom, red, ain't a mona elam yomri yirishona. She's only going to see from the first day. Votes adam yorob tar haya. That was clean. That was tar. Maria Shnei Tzmicha Limnos. She has to count from the seventh day. From the day she saw the red.
So if she sees anything up on the red, what do you say? That doesn't make a difference?
It doesn't make a difference. What's the difference? It's not a dam neither. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I mean, the question would be is if she asks the rob.
Yeah. But she didn't ask the rub. If she asked the rub, you're right. She didn't ask the rub. So what is she doing? She's counting Shivan. She's counting. She asked her rub. Exactly. She's counting Shivan Akiyam.
But she's no different than any other Jew from the same thing.
Correct. Except the Jews don't have this problem. Because the Jews follow the halacha. So they have a green re'ia, they go to the rabbi. The rabbi says, it's not a problem. Go back home to your husband. Then she sees red during the week. And she goes up to the rabbi. The rabbi says, let me see that. Oh, that's a problem. Now you have to start counting. All right. So she'll go to the mikvah a week later at the right time. The kuzin didn't do that. It's a big problem. Right?
And we know that they don't,
Correct. Correct. So Tosfos asks, wait a minute. Look at the top Tosfos of the new parak. Didn't we just start off by saying all kuzim, all are needed from the crib? So what's the difference? Didn't we just...
Well, once you start... Takes
upon
himself to start to finish it the correct way.
Yeah. So Tosfos gives a slightly similar answer to you. Im Tomar. What? Tepaglei shayanidos mi'arisasam. Why don't you give just we just said every single baby's a nida. What do you mean she's a nida because she goes to the mikveh at the wrong time? That's not why she's a nida. She's a nida because she's a nida from birth. So V'yishlam answers Tosfos are similar to what Maki said. That's only when they're young. Before they get married, the delo darshi v'isha, because they don't make the drasha of v'isha, which we're gonna make. Kedama v'gemara, like we're gonna say, avol gedolos. Once they get older and then they get married, so mafarshile. We know they know something. V'tavli, they will go to the mikvah. They will go. Lo metamo, not because they're tamei. Elamika b'shub the yosheves. I'll call dam v'dam. The only problem, they'll go to the mikvah. They will go. My problem is, they're going at the wrong time. They're not listening. They don't know the halachas. They're half amaratim. So they're going to go at the wrong time. So they're never going to become not anita. If you go when you're 2 days anita, that's a big problem. And she says, what do you mean I'm 2 days? I'm 7 days. Nah, the first 5 days was nothing. It was green. So the whole thing is all messed up. When they're babies, that's only when they're babies. Once they grow up, they go to school, they learn something. So it's a very funny situation. It is weird.
They're going through the trouble, going to the mikvah. Wouldn't you think they'd get it right?
They would, but that's the problem. That's the problem with them. They didn't get it right.
What?
That's exactly the problem. Exactly. That's it. They're quasi-Jews. See, at one point, the Gemara says, they found an Avodah Zarah in their town. Once that happened, they knew they're not Jews anymore. Till then, they didn't want to be here. They were schlepped here from another country. Okay, there was a scare, the lies, they became Jews. So they kept something. They kept. So they're in this quasi-state. Like, what are they? Right? So we made that conus because we don't want really hanging... Okay. Vein chayavan aleim albiyas mikdash. But listen to this. If you walk... I think this means if you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, or they walk into the Beis HaMikdash, and they're wearing begadim, they're not chayav. For a Tomei person walking into the Beis HaMikdash. They're not chayav for that.
You're not
chayav if you're wearing their clothing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You're not chayav if you're wearing, you borrow the guy's jacket. You're not chayav. Didn't we say they're all Tomei? The answer is, it's not a vada that they're Tomei. It's a suffix. They ain't sarfin aleim as a truma. You don't burn the truma that they touch. If they should tumas on me suffix. It's only a suffix. Okay? Now, Hechi dummy, what's the case over here? If the kachazian, if they actually saw dam, if the baby saw Dam, if the baby's in the crib and she had a Re'ia, if that's what happened, then I feel the Donami. The same din should apply to a Jew. Right? The Idiloka Chazian did Hu Namilo. If they didn't see Dam in the crib, what are we making this Gzira for? Why do we start off the Mishnah? All Pusim, all the need in the crib. Why? What reason? What's the reason for this? Amar Rava, Paredra of Acha by Ravuna, Amar of Sheshet, Hacha by Eskinan, Bistama. Now we have no indication. It's a Stam. The girl's a Stam girl. What's the story with Stam girls? Most of them, the overwhelming majority of them, right, are not Nidas. You ever saw a baby that's a Nida? Happens? Happens a lot. Half the girls. Okay, it says half the girls today. So it's not a rove. But the point is, it happens. Therefore, the kivon the ikka miuta, the chazion, since there is a miut that does happen, chayshinon, we have to be choshesh. Right? We're choshesh for the miut.
So what happens to the Jewish girl?
So today, every girl's a nida. Because it doesn't matter today. What's the difference today? Right? Girls don't go to the mikvah until they're married. It used to not be that way. Because there used to be such a thing called true mentahiris in the world. You have to be busy with that. Anita could be a single girl too. Today, we don't think of it like that. If it's so many years since we haven't had that din. So we don't hold like that today. So there's such a thing as a miyut, and we're chayish for the miyut. Uman tana the chayish miyuta. Who's chayish for a miyut? That's our Reb Meir. That's the famous Reb Meir. The Tanya, katan uktana, a katan or a ktana, lo chaltin, a cannot do chalita, v'lo miyabnin, and cannot do yibum. Divrei Reb Meir. Amru lo l'Reb Meir. Yafa marta shein chaltin. I understand why you're right about the chalita part. You're right. Why? Ish ksib b'parsha. It says ish. And I'm sorry, a 10-year-old boy is not an ish. And makshin an ish, ish al ish. We compare boy to girl. Matam ein miyabnin. So why can't a 10-year-old boy do yibum? A 10-year-old boy can have bia. So the 10-year-old boy's brother died without children. Let the 10-year-old boy do yibum. Amalahan. Well, I'll tell you why. He's a cotton now, right? Shema yimtsu sris. Maybe he'll grow up and he won't be able to have children. Ktana. Maybe the girl, the wife, is 7 years old, 8 years old. Shema timta islandess. Maybe she'll grow up to be an islandess. V'nimtu pogein be'erva. It'll turn out you're married your sister-in-law. Shalom b'makom mitzvah. That's an aveira. Shalom b'makom mitzvah. That's an aveira. You hear that? What do you see from there? It's a physical problem. Look at Tosfos. It's the Tosfos of the first Tosfos in the wide lines on Shema Timta Islamis. Listen to this bomb concept Tosfos has. Vim Tomar. So what are we saying over here? Reb Meir was afraid that maybe the boy or the girl is going to turn out to be unable to have children. That's a miut. Most people can't have children. A miut cannot. And therefore, he would not let them do yivam now on the off chance that miut's going to happen. Vim Tomar asked Tosfos, V'tisya b'mi manavshach. Let the boy do yibum no matter what. Why? I'll tell you why. The im islandess he. Let's say she's an islandess. Let's say it turns out she's an islandess. We'll call her Rachel. Let's say Rachel's an islandess. If Rachel's the two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, Reuben marries Rachel. Very mazel tov. They dance at the chasana. And Rachel's 9 years old. A month later, Reuben dies. Terrible tragedy. Reuben has a brother, Shimon. Right? Doesn't matter how old he is. Reuben has a brother, Shimon. Wait a minute. Let Shimon marry Rachel. What's the chashash? The chashash is that Rachel's going to grow up to be an islandess? If Rachel's going to grow up to be an islandess, then Lima Freya, the wedding to Reuben, was never chal. The Kedushin was never chal. Because she's an islandess. It's a mekachtos. The Kedushin was never chal. If the Kedushin was never chal, then Shimon's allowed to marry her. If the Kedushin was Chal, right? If the Kedushin was Chal, that means she's not an islandess. Then Shimon can do Yibum. What's the problem here? What? No, so we're talking about he's an adult. Shimon's an adult already.
Yeah, but I mean...
So you hear this? You hear an unbelievable question. The bomb question.
Right.
There's no reason he can't do Yibum. If she's an islandess, then the brother was never married to her. It's not an Ashana sister-in-law. And if she wasn't, and if there was, the marriage was chal, that means she's not an island. If she's not an island, there's a yibum here.
He is sanctioning a marriage of a regular guy to a potential islandist. Why is that unhealthy?
Because so Tosus's answer will answer your question. So you hear what he's saying? Davik kedusha achiv betalus. The brother's marriage was a mistake. Reuven did not. What? I understand. So let the marriage happen right now.
Yeah.
So exactly. So that's Tosus's question. There's no reason why you can't let this marriage happen either. She's an islandist. If she's an islandist, she was never married to the brother. How can she be married to you? You're doing a mitzvah of yibum. Right? The kula she didn't do islandists. So it's saying mutaros. If there's an islandist, the tzara is mutter. Why is the tzara the co-wife mutter? Because this wife doesn't count. Mishum delahavi tzara is erva. It's not an erva. But here it's a benatam. Tahacha airi, the bakabal olav achiv, kihai gavna. In other words, Reuven, who's marrying this Rachel, said, I will be married to her even if she turns out to be an islandist. I'm being makabalit no matter what. Therefore, it's not a mekachtos. I know that with such a woman, you can't have children. I don't care. I'm being makabalit. Then Tosfos says, I said it already, there's nothing more to add. There's nothing more to add over here. I said it already, this answer. We asked this question once. We gave this answer. In other words, Reuven was makabal to marry her no matter what.
You can't
come into the kahal. You can't say that on a mamzer. I'll marry the mamzer no matter what. You can't do that. It's also to come into the kahal. She's not also to come into the kahal. She's to make achtos.
No, the man who has a problem is.
So he also can't.
Why is she different? Because he can't have children.
No, because he's not in the pasuk. There's no pasuk like that. The issue isn't kahal. The issue is make achtos. Most people would say, had I known she can't have children, I wouldn't have married her. Most people would say that he's a unique person. He bedafka doesn't care. So if he didn't care, the marriage is chal no matter what. Therefore, if the marriage is chal no matter what, the brother can't do yibum. Why can't he do yibum? Maybe she's talking islandist. You hear? V'im Tomar, this is your question. V'katan amay chayshin on shema yim tisrit. Why are we choshish for that? V'nibdike, it's a good test him out. He's a 10-year-old boy. Give him a test. When he goes to the bathroom, when he urinates, is there like an arch, which is one of the signs? Oh, echad bishar simanim, dar ba'arel, other simanim, v'ked b'man damar hatzam, d'la habi shrit, that you call simanim shrit. You're not a shrit until you have every one of these simanim. So why can't he, the regular kid running around like everyone else in school, he's a little boy. So go give him a test. V'yei shlomar, d'ein mo'elas habadika ad shi'agod l'bashanim. No, you can't have the test until you're 13. Test won't work till you're a gadol. That's, or maybe even older. At least 13, it won't work. So kids like a 10-year-old kid, let me see if you're going to be a thrift. It's too early. So therefore, says her mayor, we don't allow yibum. Why? Because he might turn into a thrift. Okay? V'rabbanon, zil basa ruv adiktanim. The rabbanon say, listen, you go basa ruv. Rov ketanim lav thrifts. And then most ketanim are not a thrifts. Zil basa ruv adiktanos. Rov ketanos lav islandis ninu. Most girls do not turn into an island. It's a miyot. Says the Gemara. Wait a minute. Amar de shamas le l'Rav Meir miyuta de shchiach. When does Rav Meir say his din by a miyut that shchiach? Miyuta de lo avol miyuta de lo shchiach mi shamas le. Does Rav Meir say his din on a half a percent? You're telling me it's 50%. The Gemara thinks this is such a. By the way, even a newborn. Really? The Gemara assumes it's a far-fetched miyut. Says the Gemara, it's not so far-fetched. Haname miyut de shchiachu. It's not so far-fetched. It's a miyut. It's a minority. It's not such a small minority. The Tanya, three stories had happened. Amar Rabbi Yosi, ma'isa be'ein bol. There was a story in Ein Bol. Bit bilu a kodem lima. We the daughter went to the mikvah, the newborn, before the mother. Why? Because the mother can only go on day 14. She went already before that. The daughter. Why? She was in Nida when she was born. They waited 7 days. They put her in the mikvah. The newborn. The mother had to wait till she was 14. She went 14 days. She went before the mother. Rabbi, Maizen Beit Sharim. There was a Maizen Beit Sharim. Uvit Bilua called him Leima. Same story. She went to the mikvah before the mother. Rabbi Yosef, Maizen Beit Pompadisa. There was a story in Pompadisa, says Rabbi Yosef. Uvit Bilua called him Leima. We put her into the mikvah before the mother. And 1 minute. So I say three stories. Now the Gemara goes off into a tangent. 1 minute. Bishlama de Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Rebbe, Bishum Trumas Eretz Yisrael. I understand for Rabbi Yossi and for Rebbe, we sent her to the mikvah. We sent the baby and the mother also. Why? Because it was in Israel. It's a Truma issue. Ella de Rabbi Yossi, it put Bedisa? Lamale? What if they went to the mikvah for? It's like today. Nobody goes to the mikvah. A baby would never send the baby to the mikvah. For Amar Shmuel, Ein Trumas Chutz La'aretz Asura Ella B'misha Tumah Yotas Migufo. There's only Tumah. The only Tumah in Chutz La'aretz is. The only Tumah in Chutz La'aretz is. We can turn on that one. And turn on that one, Mr. Foote.
Oh, what? Oh, it wasn't. Oh, no, it wasn't on. Fan.
Really?
No, wait a minute. Now, okay. Now.
Ain't true mas chutz la'aretz asura el b'misha tuma miguf miyotza migufa. The only thing we care about in chutz la'aretz is truma. The only concern we have for truma in chutz la'aretz is if it comes out, if it's a tuma that comes out of her body. Now, Anita is tuma that comes out of her body. However, bahani mili bachila. That's only regarding if you eat the truma. Aval benegia lo, but not touching it. This baby, even if she's anida, she's not eating truma. She's not eating truma. Even though it came out of her body, she's anida. She's not eating the truma, only going to touch it, but she's going to make for it. It's in pumpadisa. What? It's a very good question. It's a very good question.
According to this, it would seem that baby's gonna have a mikvah every month.
Correct.
What?
She's nursing from the mother, she's a nida.
So we said that already. We said that the mother hugs the children, right? And she becomes tummy because she gives them hugs before they go to sleep at night.
Yeah, I didn't realize it. We have not proof that this is his case.
Right. So you're an economic, you're right. What we said. The entire house had to go to the mikveh every month. Her bed, the dining room table, everything had to go to the mikveh. Every month had to pick up and go to the mikveh. Unless there was a separate house, which I don't think there was. Because you've been to Israel and you've been to the archaeological dig, there's only one house. They don't have an either house. Sometimes there's a mikveh there. Mikveh in the house. They have mikveh in the house. Still, what did they do with the bed? She got to sleep at night. Right? She didn't stay up for 7 days. She went to sleep at night. So she laid on a bed, no? The bed became tummy. Tomorrow's daf. What do you do with that bed?
Why is it a problem for Israel?
So, first of all, it's not a problem for Israel, except they touched the truma. The whole society was different.
Who's giving it to the Kohen?
Who's giving it to them? Exactly. And by the way, this brings up a very interesting issue about that this implies there was truma in Chutz La'aretz. Huh? Has it already? What's the answer? Huh? So the Rav Tzemach Gon says, yeah, the machmir and we're machmir. Right? The special ones were machmir. Just like they were machmir to eat chul in the b'taira, they were machmir to truma what do you call it? What? Chutz La'aretz. What about Bizmanos, eh? How come no machmir or machmir like that? How come no one's machmir like that?
They don't have an
Eretz
Yisrael,
they can't have it. Well, they have an Eretz Yisrael. So the answer is, because even though no machmir was, it was never accepted anywhere except in near Eretz Yisrael. So in America, in Europe, it wasn't even, doesn't even get off the ground. The only one that got off the ground, was? No. The only truma was chala, which is why people think of chala today. That's the only one that remained. The only one that remained was chala, nothing else. That's one answer. Rashi gives a different answer. Rashi says that the only thing they were machmir in was wheat, wine, and oil. Since that's the only daraisa truma in Israel, that's the only thing that we cared about outside of Israel. And again, only nearby. We go to Europe, so fruit, for sure not. And even we also not, because not near Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Anyway, Amar Mar Zutra, says Mar Zutra, Lo Nitzrucha, you're right. Lo Nitzrucha, Ella, Lusocha, Shemen, Shel Truma. We're talking about smearing the Shemen of Truma, which, by the way, that you could smear on a baby. That you could. Titania, Lo Yichalu is Kachi B'nei Yisrael, Ashiyum Al Hashem. To include smearing and drinking. Shotel only crop. What do we need an extra pasuk for drinking? Drinking truma is truma. Shisiyah b'chal achila. Shisi is always included in eating. El rabot et asach kishotel. To treat smearing like drinking. You hear that? V'ibasem ha-mehacha. It says, v'tavo kamayim b'kirbo u'kishemen ba'atmosav. That the oil is going to go into your bones. The evil is going to go into your bones. Right? Meaning that sicha goes into your bones just like drinking. Ihachi didonami. If that's true, us also. Ananda. So why? How come it doesn't apply by us? The girls. So anand darshinon isha v'isha. Right? We darshin the pasuk. Therefore, mati, v'chi chazian. If we see dam, mifarshe lahu. We're going to put that girl away. We're going to separate her. We're going to be careful. Lo gazu be rabbanon. You're not taking an extra zera that every girl in the crib is a nita. There's no reason for that. If you see the dam, you don't have to go out of your way to look for problems. But inu, but them, delo darshi isha v'isha isha v'isha. They don't make that drasha. They're not going to be porisher. Therefore, gazir bu rabbanon. Therefore, we have to make a takana. What's that drasha? We're going to talk about it right now. Before we talk about it, somebody asked Rav Moshe Feinstein the following question. What did the Gemara say over here? The Gemara said that smearing is like drinking. Do you hold like that? That's an afkamina if you hold like that or not. Two afkaminas. Number one, can you smear yourself on Yom Kippur? You know, sicha also, that might only be a darabanah, and eating might be a daraisa. So if you smear yourself, maybe you're drinking. That's number one. Second afkamina is by truma, which doesn't apply today. Third nafkamina is a chametz. If you smear yourself with a cream that has chametz in there, are you drinking chametz? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, absolutely not. Why not? By the way, that's the hetzer that everyone has. It's Rav Moshe Feinstein. Right? It's all Rav Moshe. It's all this little tshuva, the half a page tshuva. And last night I was talking to one of the rabbis with DRS. I don't understand. I don't have the tshuva gets off the ground. Rav Tosva says, it depends. He does it, but if you're smearing yourself for medicine, or let's say, not the tainug, which means you're not going to some spa and they're going to put some, you know, some Greek oils on you. You're not doing that. You're doing medicine. What do people smear themselves for? Right? Medicine, health, all these types of things. Because he says that the only time that the sicha can even be considered achila, shtia, is if it's for tainug. Says Rav Moshe. If it's not tainug, it doesn't even get off the ground. Therefore, he says, B'davar lasuk al chatatin. You're going to smear yourself on your wound. The gufo, kishayin bo sakana. This is sakana, I'm not going to die. Rak tzar ba'alma. Just fear and pain. Mishicha shenasan lo harofe shemen. Virav sham alcohol shel chametz bepesach. It's alcohol in there. It's chametz. Haro laheter. It's mutter. Why? Yafahora. That's a good heter, says Rav Moshe. Why? The mitzad iser sicha b'isurin harei rabbeinu tam benida daflam et beis lo shayach klal sicha kishtiyah shelo bizma shelo b'shemen ta'af b'shemen rak b'derabanan the cross rak the ba'alma v'yesh stira k'sach is a theory in Yuma that's like different and then he says but of course the medicine has to be made before Pesach, that's of course can't make it on Pesach, and then he says that where did he say it over here? Al kalpanim. Ladina sivrei tosros deleka itzer sicha kishtia bechela v'shari surim. No, itzer. You're allowed to shmei yourself with things that are kosher. Ah, you're drinking chela. That's a rule like that. That's a remotion. That's a rule like that. Right? Dafka sicha shal tayinig, he says. Then we have itzer hana. What about itzer hana? Having hana from chamit? You don't have hana from chamit either. It's also about hana. Kivan she'eno meichel adam. No human's going to eat that. Mutavana. Which human's going to eat some cream? Answer is nobody. Mutavana. Aye. There's a book with thousands of ingredients. They don't halakha Moshe. They don't halakha Moshe. You have the God of the daughter rely on. Right? The little tshuva on the Lamed Beis. Right there. Right?
So if you want information, you really don't care as long as it's not Royal
Achilles. As long as it's not Royal Achilles Kelleh. Right. So, by the way, to be fair, what?
He said human being, now he's saying Royal Achilles Kelleh.
He said it's not Royal Michael Adam, but I think he means Royal Achilles Kelleh. The get there is Royal Achilles Kelleh. He says, Eino Michael Adam. It's not Michael Adam. Right? By the way, dog food also you won't eat. Right? You're not going to eat dog food. You're going to go to the store and buy Purina. You're not going to eat that. That's what he means. He means if it's not Michael Adam, the dog won't eat it either. Now, to be fair, because you can eat it. Right? And during the war, you had these crazy stories in the Warsaw Ghetto. They ate dog food, right?
I'm talking about today.
And it's because it's really it's meat. It's meat and ingredients. It's junk. You won't eat that for dinner. But I mean, people, you hear these crazy stories. People ate cat food. They ate dog food. They do eat it. It's edible. It's not edible. You have to be Olympia Dukakis to eat this. It's not edible. It's a crazy person, right? She ate the perfume. She drank perfume. It was in sickness. It's not a normal thing to do. Right. It's not a normal thing to do. Now, to be fair, we're never going to finish. To be fair, Rabbi Blumenkrantz says in his Sefer, and I think it's a minority opinion, but he does say that who are you to decide whether something's Royal Achilles Kelleh? That's what he writes. He writes in his Sefer. He says, are you a zoologist? He writes that. The answer is, I don't know anyone who actually wrote anything back. My answer would be, that issue didn't come up in the Gemara either. The Gemara never said that. If it's Royal Achilles Kelleh, it's yes or no. You don't have to be a zoologist to know that. You put cream in front of a dog, it's not going to eat it. Very simple. You don't need to be a scientist to figure that out. The Gemara didn't bother the Gemara. It didn't bother a Moshe. It's amazing how half of Hilchas Pesach is in a half a page tshuva in Rav Moshe.
If you hold that Rav Moshe, it doesn't have to be Royal Achilles Kelleh. As long as it's something that humans will eat.
Correct.
You don't have to get to that.
Correct. That will a human eat this cream? No one else will. That's it.
Simpler.
It's all mutter. There's chametz in there. It's all mutter. So the only thing that might not apply, maybe there's very, very, very expensive French perfumes, which are drinkable. There are stories in the war that drank that. There are stories like that. Very expensive perfume. I don't think it would shy off any of us. Right? Maybe there. I heard of Dove Miller said once. There might be a shy on that, because there are stories of people drank that. They're so starving, they drank that. That doesn't apply to any of us, and it doesn't apply to any of our creeds. No matter what, no one's eating that. It's just fascinating how it comes from this little dot out of the blue. You get a huge, huge yesod in Hilchas Pesach. Right? Okay. By the way, the OU paskins this way. That's why the OU, there's no, the book is much skinnier, the OU book. It's a lot skinnier, no, because it passes like a motion. So once it passes like a motion, the list gets very reduced. The only thing that's on the list are things you put in your mouth. Right? Then you have a problem with achshavei. The fact that I ate it, I'm achshavit. I eat a vitamin, and it's not also, right? And normally would not eat that. I'm only eating it because, different story, right? That's in your mouth. So once it goes into your body, that's a whole different story. Lipstick, mouthwash, toothpaste, that's a whole different parsha. Right? Okay. What are we up to? How do we get on to that? Oh, yeah. My Isha V'Isha. What's that story here? Isha V'Isha. What's that story about? What's that Joshua about? Titania. It says Isha. Ain't li el Isha. I only know an Isha could be a Nida. Tinokos bas yom echad l'nida minayin. What about a one-day-old? Talmud Lomar V'Isha. Yes. The Vav is Moshev, even a one-day-old. Alma, ki mirabi kra bas yom echad mirabi. We even count a one-day-old. Vermini, wait a minute. We have another memra. Isha, ain't li el Isha. Tinokos bas ginal shom of yom echad l'bi minayin. How do we know it applies to a three-year-old? Talmud Lomar, V'Isha. It says V'Isha. So a minute. Is it a one-year-old, a one-day-old, or a three-year-old? The Sira. It says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hilchas Aninu, V'Asmichinu Rabbanan Akra. Really? It starts at one-day-old. Right? Bia starts at 3 years old. And it's just an Asmachta. Two different dinim. Why is it two different dinim? Two different issues. One's regarding what age is a girl roi for Bia. 3 years old. What age is a girl right for Nida? 1 day old. Hi, Kra. Nevahai Hilchasa. So Gemara assumes one. Which one's the Pasuk and which one's the Hilchasa? Ilema Bas Yom Echad Hilchasa. Bas Shaloshanim Biyom Echad Kra. The three-year-old is the Pasuk. Why'd you pick the number 3 years? I understand 1 day old. You know why? Because 1 day, this is the first day she's born. That's it. It kicks in right now. Right? So the Gemara answers, across stomach here. The Pasuk says, stop. Isha. Why? Have it 4 years old. The Rashi says that. Have it 5 years old. Where did three come from? The answer is, Eli, you're right. Bas kilo sham of yom echad hilchata. The 3 years old, it's a lachal moshe mishinai. Bas yom echad, and 1 day old, it's kra. It's a pasuk. Okay? Now, umayachad the hilchata kra lamali. Once I have a pasuk, once I have a hilchata, why do I even need a pasuk? Limute ish me'odem. To exclude a man when red comes out of the man. If red comes out of a man, that's not tame. That's abnormal. He should go to a doctor. That's not tuma. V'had tanya isha, ain li ela isha, bas yud yamim laziva minayin. What about a ziva that's 10 days old? Points out Rashi, a ziva can only be 10 days old. Why? Because nida always comes first. So she has to have 7 days of nida, then 3 days of ri'ya in a row, then she becomes a zava. So she has to be at least 10 days old. Talmud lomar, v'isha. It says v'isha, right? Lamali, why do we need a special limud? Ligmar minida, learn it out of nida. So Gemara says, you can't do that. It's tricha. V'ikasa rachmana b'nida. Had I only had it by nida, havamina, nida. That it only applies by nida. What's it? That we make this apply to babies, mishom, d'chichazay, chad yoma, me'arav, me'tav zayim. Because if you see 1 day, if you're during your nida days, you have to hold 7 days. Aval zava di chazoi chad yoma b'shemeres yom kineged yom tagile emelo. But if a zava sees for 1 day, she only becomes a zava katana. That's what counts. One clean day. Nothing to do with waiting 7 days. I would say it doesn't apply by a little girl. Therefore, tzmicha. So if the rechmana b'zava v'lo boi b'nida, so only write it by zava. I wouldn't need it by nida. V'no yedana de ein ziva below nida. And I would know. You can't have a ziva without being a nida first. So Gemara says, enachanami, you're right. Elakra lomali. Why does it say taka? Nothing to do with a girl. Limute ishmeodem, to exclude red coming out of a man, that's very abnormal. Hamiutus achadatinda. We already excluded that one time. So Gemara says, Chad limute mishkeves zera, mishikva zera, the chad limute midam. Wants to exclude shikva zera that comes out and it has a red tinge to it. That's still not a zav. It might be a Shechva Zeres Tomei. We're going to get to that later in the next week. But that's not a special Tumah. And the other one comes to exclude real bona fide Dam. There's no such thing as Dam by a man. It's not Tomei by a man. Yet it happens, you have to go to a doctor. That's not Tomei. By a woman, it's Tomei. The Chen L'Inyan Zecharim. And by the way, the same thing by a man. The Tanya. Ish. Ma Tamad Lamar Ish. L'Rabos Tino Ben Yom Echad. He can even have a 1 day old baby. Shumatame beziva. He could be a zav if he's 1 day old. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rishol ben Osher Yochanan and Broko Omer Einot Tzarech. I don't need that pasuk. Harei Omer. It already says Lazachar Ulana Keva. Lazachar Kol Shuhu Zachar. Any kind of Zachar. Ben Shu Gadol. Ben Shu Katan. Lana Keva Kol Shu Nekeva. Ben Gadol. Ben Katano. In Kei Matam Elomer Ishish. So if I already learned from Zachar and Keva, why do I need Ishish? Divrei Torah Kolashim Bnei Adam. The Torah just says it like that for no reason. Alma, what do you see from here? Ki mirabe kra ben yom echad mirabe, that even a 1 day old is already a zav, a boy, or a mini. Ish, ain't liela ish. Bentei shashan of yom echad menayin. How do we know a 9 year old can be roi for bia? Talmud lomar vi'ish. So what do you see? The age is 9 years, not 1 day. So the Gemara gives the same answer. Amarava hilchasaninu, it's a halacha l'moshe mitzinai, bas mechina rabana nakra, and it's based on a pasuk. In other words, it's two different dinim. Hi, Hilchasa, Vahai, Kra. Which one's the halacha? Which one's the Kra? Ilema ben yom echad Hilchasa. If the 1 day old is the halacha, ben teth shan of yom echad Kra. And the 9 year old is the Kra. Kra stomachiv. The Torah just says the word ish. It doesn't give any time. Where'd you get 9 from? Maybe 8? How about 10? 11? Where'd 9 come from? Ella said that you're right. Ella ben teth shan of yom echad Hilchasa. U ben yom echad Kra. You're right. So the Chimayachar Hilchata, he crawled Lamali. So what do we need a pasuk for? I have a Hilchata. Lemute Isha, Isha Miloben, to exclude a woman, that white comes out of her. That's also nothing. Lamali Lemifta Bischarim, Lamali Lemifta Bidikabos. So why do we have so many extra words here? So Gemara says, Tzricha, Tzikaz Rechmana Bischarim, had I only had the din by males, Mishum Dimitamu Brios Kibiyamim. Because a male, let's say a female, in order to become a Zava, she has to be 3 days in a row. A male does not have to see 3 days in a row. He has to see three Re'ias in a row. It can even be in the same day. 9 o'clock in the morning, and 12 o'clock, and then 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It can even be in the same day. That doesn't apply by a Zava. Abel Nekevos, Glamatam Be'Rios Kiyamim. Nekevos did not become a Tami Be'Rios Be'Yamim. Emelah, I would say no. The Kasa Rachman and the Kevos. And you want to tell me the Kevos are different? Mishum to come a time of Ones. Someone can become a Zava because of an Ones. Someone pushed her. We don't know what happened. Doesn't matter what happened. Dom comes out of her, that's it. But by a man, Abu Zachar, blow a time of Ones. Let's say he jumped and therefore he had some discharge. That doesn't matter for Zav. That doesn't matter. It has to be, you ate something. There's a whole list of things to make you was up. Jumping, onay's now on the list. Emo lo, I would say no. Therefore, tzricha. Therefore, it was necessary. We'll stop here, even though we have a few more lines. We'll stop here because we're going to get into this tumah business with the kusim. It's so complicated. The beginning of tomorrow's daf is very not complicated. The psukim back and forth. It's also tumah gemara, which everyone tunes out for. So we'll start fresh tomorrow and we'll pick up there. Everybody have what? I'm right, I know. I learned that film too. Everybody have a very good day.